Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 169 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Without your support, we would not be here. We continue to grow because of you, the listener. Thank you so much. Special thanks to all the brave men and women out there serving in different capacities in the criminal justice field. We would not have this great country if it wasn't for your sacrifice every day, day in, day out, keeping us safe. Thank you so much for what you do. You know, I've talked in the past, in past episodes, of some of the people and leaders that have influenced me throughout my life, and one of them is Dale Carnegie. If you don't know who Dale Carnegie is, you should. His books have made him famous throughout the world. For decades, Carnegie has been a household name long since he passed away in 1955. Dale Carnegie mastered the art of making friends and influencing people. Today, new generations of entrepreneurs, influencers, and other professionals are embracing his writings because they really are timeless. He was one of the best ever at inspiring people to build self-confidence and believe they can accomplish anything in business and in life. One of my favorite books of all time, and it probably will be for the rest of my life, is Dale Carnegie's Lifetime Plan for Success: How to Win Friends and Influence People, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. A great book. I would recommend everybody go and pick it up. I want to talk about 19 uplifting Dale Carnegie quotes meant to inspire you the next time you want to give up. Because we all face that. There's been times with my podcast and other things going on in my life where I'm like, you know, screw this. Yeah, I'm done with this. But I keep going. I don't want to give up. You can't give up. You cannot give up. So here are 19 Dale Carnegie quotes to inspire you the next time you want to give up and just throw in the towel. Number one, don't give up. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. This goes what we've been talking about in past episodes, where success just doesn't land in your lap, everybody. I know some people, or a lot of people know this, but some people really don't. They think if they just sit back, all this success is going to come to them. It doesn't work like that. Don't give up. Get busy. If you want to conquer fear, don't sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. Success and fear go hand in hand. You can't be successful unless you conquer or at least embrace some of your fears. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work that way. Success just doesn't fall in your lap. You're going to have to conquer some of your fears. Number three, lose your fear. Fear doesn't exist anywhere except in your mind. Really powerful quote right there. Number four, profit from mistakes. The successful man will profit from his mistakes and try again in a different way. Right? What's that old saying? You know, if you do things the same way, what's the definition of craziness? I'm sorry. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You gotta try a different way. Stop the self-pity. Number five, feeling sorry for yourself and your present condition is not only a waste of energy, but the worst habit you could possibly have. Number six, embrace failures. You see a theme here? Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success. But the problem is most of us give up after that first failure. I was listening to a podcast the other day, really quick, and one of the one thing that the speaker was saying that was really profound to me, and I never really thought about it, but it is very true. The more successful you get in your life, professionally, personally, whatever, the less competition you have. Because most people just want to stay in the middle. So the more success you accomplish, the less competition you're probably going to have at the top. And it really is true when you think about it, because most people are content with just being in the middle. Go to the top. There's less competition. Number seven, accept the worst. First, ask yourself, what is the worst that can happen? Then prepare to accept it. Then proceed to improve on the worst. One of the things my mom said, God bless her soul, she's deceased many years ago, as she said, most of the things we worry about never come to fruition. Right? When you think about it. Number 8, have fun. People rarely succeed unless they have fun in what they are doing. Very true. Number 9, aim to influence, not convince. Those convinced against their will are of the same opinion still. Number 10, find your courage. Most of us have far more courage than we ever dreamed we possessed. Number 11, act enthusiastic. If you want to be enthusiastic, act enthusiastic. Number 12, stop worrying. Our fatigue is often caused not by our work, but by your worry, frustration, and resentment. Very powerful. Number 13, embrace criticism. Remember that unjust criticism is often a disguised compliment. Number 14, be persistent. Flaming enthusiasm backed up by horse sense and persistence is the quality that most frequently makes for success. Number 15, accomplish something admirable. Instead of worrying about what people say about you or of you, why not spend time trying to accomplish something they will admire? Who cares what people think? Number 16, make the best of things. When fate hands you a lemon, make lemonade. Most of us have heard that before. Number 17, take a chance. Take a chance. All life is chance. The man who goes farthest is generally the one who is willing to dare to do and dare. Again, thinking about writing your book, thinking about starting in that business, waiting for the traffic lights of life to all be green, it's never going to happen. You have to take that chance. You have to step forward. If you're not willing to do that, stop complaining. Number 18, do your best. Do the very best that you can. And number 19, do something you believe in. Are you bored with life? Then throw yourself into some work you believe in with all your heart. Live for it, die for it. And you will find happiness that you had thought could never be yours. Just amazing stuff. It really is. Amazing quotes from one of the greatest leaders of our time. So I hope this is beneficial. Remember, get out there and do what you want. If you want to write that book, if you want to start your business, the only person that is stopping you is you. I hope everybody is having a fantastic day again. Stay tuned for more great episodes coming up with great and fantastic guests. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that's cjevolution.net, and check out my website. All these shows are right there. You can subscribe to them. You can head over to iTunes. I really would appreciate it. Rate, review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Everybody, take care. Please be safe. And we will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. And reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.